Piffle and Skippy, stand by. We're on in 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3.
I'm your Peabody Award-winning ace roving news reporter, Phil Piffle, along with my young protege, cub reporter Skippy. Say hello, Skippy.
Hi.
We're standing just outside the gates of Hillbilly Heaven. In just moments, I'll be speaking with past country music greats who dwell within these hallowed walls.
Me too, Mr. Piffle.
By special permission, I'll query these departed legends on a headline-making issue. What the heck to do with those musical squawkers, the Dixie Chicks?
Mr. Piffle, can I call them guitar-plucking cluckers?
Only if it's in the script, Skippy.
Yes, Mr. Piffle.
As the more astute of you will recall, those Nashville warblers stirred the pot of contention with the now infamous uttering of songstress Miss Natalie Maines. She said, and this reporter is now quoting, "Just so you'll know, we're ashamed the President of the United States is from Texas," end quote, in career.
Did that mean old woman really say that awful thing?
I'm afraid so, Skippy.
That old meanie.
Just inside the gates of Hillbilly Heaven are the much-loved souls that have sung their songs of sorrow in times of national sadness, but who have also lifted their voices in laughter and rhyme when happiness filled our land.
Now a shadow has been cast by those old chirping chicks.
We'll be asking the hard-hitting questions you would ask if you were here.
Mr. Piffle, the doors to Hillbilly Heaven are opening. Are they ever gonna get them doors open, Mr. Piffle?
Oh, what a sight to see. There they are, ladies and gentlemen, the dearly departed stars of the Grand Old Opry.
Mr. Piffle, one of them dearly departed has a big old chicken plucking machine.
A chicken what?
And there's Roy Acuff. He's carrying a big pair of tweezers and a ping pong paddle.
I see it, Skippy. Oh, Lord, Grandpa Jones is pulling a debeaking device. This could be big trouble for the Thoughtless Three.
Real big trouble, Mr. Piffle.
Our first dearly departed is Gentleman Jim Reeves. Mr. Reeves, Jim, as you know, three ladies make up the Dixie Chicks. We would like your opinion of them, please. First, Marty McGuire.
Bimbo, bimbo.
Emily Robinson.
Bimbo, bimbo.
And, of course, Miss Maines.
Bimbo, 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 bimbo.
Thank you, Gentleman Jim Reeves. Take it away, Skippy.
Talk about boiling mad. Tennessee Ernie, I can tell by the look on your face, you're loaded for bear.
Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast.
So that wise crack from the head hen did ruffle your tail feathers, huh?
It makes my lips go flippity-flop.
Boy, this reporter is excited. Our next dearly is Hank Williams. Did the chicks upset you, Hank?
I can't even spell my name. My head's in such a spin.
Is it really that bad, Mr. Williams?
You got me chasing rabbits, walking on my hands and howling at the moon.
Ernest Tubb, the old Texas troubadour. Mr. Tubb, there is a big movement underway down in Texas to pluck the Dixie Chicks. The ACA, the Anti-Chick Association.
Mr. Piffle, do you...